Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. It's just you and me again. I've got one more segment I want to talk to you about, something else that's on my mind. You know, folks, the classic reason a stock price rises is the positive performance of the issuing company, right? Especially when, with regard to profitability. Are they growing? Are they meeting their profitability goals? That's the main reason why stocks go up or not. And to look at the record levels of stock indexes, the Dow, etc., over the last couple of years, you'd think the profitability of companies traded on Wall Street was setting records, just like their prices, right? Well, they aren't. Here's an alternative reason stock prices are up. The Fed's accommodative policies, QE, quantitative easing, the Fed's policies have made equities more attractive than other types of investments. Low interest rates, all the cash flowing into the, have made it a lot easier, for a lot more attractive for people to own equities than to own interest-sensitive stock assets, for example. You know, you don't have to be a Warren Buffett to see that trillions of dollars of Fed money, new money printed from thin air, most recently at the tune of $87 billion a month, that all of that is making the stock performance of many companies look better than their CEOs deserve. Recently, there have been reports of rising profits among small businesses, America's small businesses. And we wanted to know if our audience would support that news. So in a recent online poll, we asked this question. Some surveys indicate that small business profits are up. What is your experience? And here's what we learned. Less than one-third of our small business respondents said that they're seeing improved profit trends. The other part, 69%, allowed that they're not seeing a trend toward profitability. It's likely, in my opinion, that any spike in small business profits is more a product of operating efficiencies rather than growth. Profits from just tightening their belts more than from taking risks and growing sales and growing business, growing profits that way. Folks, this kind of profitability scenario of profits from efficiencies, not from growth, from the sector that creates half of all of our GDP, half of our economic growth, they endorse the front of over half of all paychecks, about 70 million every week. And the same people who create the lion's share of new jobs, when all those people, small business owners, America's small business America, when those people are experiencing this kind of an economic landscape, that doesn't favor economic expansion. Here are the things that are waking up small business owners at 3 a.m. Annual GDP growth of 2%, 4 years in a row, basically, is not exactly ringing the cash registers. There are millions of, maybe as many as more than 20 million unemployed or underemployed Americans. They don't make very good customers. Large companies that should be investing in growth, that should be letting contracts with small business owners to grow their business, they're hoarding their cash or they're buying back their stocks, which is making stock prices go even higher. And regulations, folks, those have increased en masse by 60%. Think about that. Regulations, which were already onerous, have increased by 60% since 2005, according to the NFIB. The looming Obamacare compliance costs will be unprecedented. OSHA compliance for Obamacare will be unprecedented since 1913, when the 16th Amendment created the income tax and gave the IRS something to do. And financial regs designed to rein in too big to fail banks, well, they just made collateral damage of community banks and therefore their ability to serve their small business customers. And finally, all that new Fed money, it's not making it out to the last mile of the economy. It's not getting that far out there, folks. And if that doesn't want to make you take a gas, take a deep breath, I mean, all that, those are the things that small business owners in America are dealing with right now. Those are the big ones. That's not even the little ones. So here's the research that I value, and you know who I'm talking about, Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Every month for 40 years, he's been reporting the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. It is the gold standard for small business surveying. And his survey shows that small business sentiment has been at recession levels since November of 2006. Think about that. For 7 years, small business sentiment has been at recession levels. So while Wall Street parties, I should say, Main Street is in danger of having a Japan-like lost decade. Think about that. 7 years, recession-level sentiment by small business owners. What's wrong with this picture, my friends? America needs business to grow profits from growth, not just efficiencies. Are you listening, Washington? I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.